Why Do I Have to Pretend? Written by Din Famarin and read by Hello Moon. Summary: Alexis and Stevie are roommates and friends, nothing more. At least, that used to be true. Alexis isn't sure when things changed, but lately she suspects that she might be feeling things for her roommate that go beyond friendship. Happy Saturday! Alexis cheered from the stove when Stevie finally shambled her way into the kitchen, two long sweatpants pooling at her feet. Happy Saturday, she returned with far less enthusiasm. She poured herself a mug of coffee from the French press. Are you making crepes? She asked after a moment. Of course I'm making crepes. It's Saturday. Alexis loved being roomies with Stevie. They'd been living it up as boss babes in the big city for months, and despite Stevie's initial insistence that the two of them under one roof was likely a terrible idea, they actually meshed super well. Not long after, they moved in together, though one issue did make itself known. Neither of them could prepare an actual meal to save their lives. After weeks of takeout, smoothies, and cereal for dinner, Alexis had finally signed them up for a couples cooking class. It became immediately apparent that neither of them would ever earn a Michelin star, but Alexis did get really good at making one thing. Crepes. The weird thing about crepe making was that once you managed to make one good crepe, all you had to do was repeat the same steps you used to get there, and you would end up with the same result. It wasn't like life, where you could try really hard and do all the things that used to make you happy, and still end up miserable and more than a little lost. Alexis loved making crepes for this reason, and also because, by the end of the course, she hadn't managed to successfully make anything else. So she made them for herself and Stevie all the time, especially on weekends. Stevie took a seat at their cute little breakfast nook, and Alexis finished plating their meal. She slid Stevie's plate in front of her and waited for her friend to take a bite. "No, wait!" she cried, just as Stevie was raising the fork to her mouth. Alexis raced back to the counter and grabbed the parsley she'd forgotten to add for garnish, then slipping one sprig onto Stevie's plate and one onto her own. "Okay, there," she said breathlessly. Stevie raised an amused eyebrow and raised her fork again. She let out a pleased little hum while she chewed her food. "This is good. Mushroom and cheese?" "Tuscan blend chèvre," Alexis clarified. "David said it in the last care package." "Fancy," Stevie said, wriggling her shoulders. Alexis wriggled hers back, digging into her own crepe. One thing she learned was that Stevie wasn't much of a talker first thing in the morning, so they ate in silence while Alexis planned out the day in her head. "Can I ask you something?" Stevie said eventually. She sounded hesitant, but she always kind of did. Alexis put on her best, considerate listening face, anyway, in case it was a sensitive topic. "Mm-hmm," she said. "Have you ever had a friend tell you they had a crush on you?" At the possible implications of such a simple question, Alexis felt the tiniest tingle in her stomach, like driving over a hill too fast, but she ignored it. She glanced quickly down at herself, then back up at Stevie. "I mean, obviously," she said. "Right." Stevie sounded hesitant again. Alexis wondered if she was trying to say that she had a crush on Alexis. She didn't even have time to assess how she would feel about that before Stevie was explaining. "So I went for drinks with a bunch of people from work last night, right?" At Alexis's nod, she continued. "And this girl I work with said she was interested in me, and she wanted to know if I wanted to go out sometime." She was talking fast in that flat Stevie way she had, and Alexis couldn't tell how she felt about it, to know how she was supposed to respond. "Okay, and what did you say?" "I didn't know what to say," Stevie blurted. "First of all, I was kind of drunk, and I don't think I like her like that. We're just friends." "Okay," Alexis said brightly. "So, problem solved. You don't like her like that." "I didn't think I did, but I don't know," Stevie went on. She picked up her sprig of parsley and started tugging the little leaves off. "I keep going back to it. It isn't that I don't like her. She's funny and smart. We joke around at work, and I guess I like hanging out with her outside of work, too. Does that mean I like her?" Alexis started, but Stevie interrupted before she could even decide what to say. Sometimes I feel like I don't get the difference between friendship and more than friendship, you know? Like, I don't really like people in general. She rolled one of the parsley leaves into a little ball and dropped it on her plate. So when I do like someone, it's kind of confusing. Alexis thought that maybe she got what Stevie was saying. It could be confusing sometimes, trying to tell the difference between friendship and romantic feelings. She'd been down that road with Ted, with Twyla, plus plenty of other people over the years. And unlike herself, Stevie was so prickly about people. So yeah, if she liked you, then that was special. It meant something, being liked by Stevie. And if Stevie liked this girl from work, then maybe that meant something too. Alexis took a sip of her water. Well, do you want to go out with her? Like, on a date? She tried her best to keep her voice even, but the question seemed to have startled Stevie, who straightened and pushed herself away from the table. Oh, no, I don't think so, she said definitively. I mean, she's nice, but I don't think I'm into her like that. She still seemed uncertain. Alexis couldn't be sure, but it seemed like there was more going on than Stevie was telling her. But again, that was classic Stevie. All Alexis could do was try to be a good friend and be there for her if and when Stevie was ready to talk some more. Stevie's toes were freezing where they were tucked under Alexis's thigh. They were curled up on the couch together watching Drag Race, a huge bowl of white cheddar popcorn nestled in the blanket they shared. It had been a few weeks since she told Alexis about her co-worker's crash, and something had shifted between them. At least it had for Alexis. Stevie brought it up from time to time, not in a normal, actually talking about it way, but in a Stevie way, full of hints and suggestions and metaphors disguised as talking about something else. Alexis was convinced now that Stevie liked her co-worker back and was simply trying to talk herself into saying yes to that date. Alexis loved that for her, truly. Stevie could be a little hermit person. She was like David in that way. She needed to get out more. Have some fun. Alexis herself had been going on a lot of dates recently. Like, a lot. She'd been keeping busy at work and flirting with anything that moved and saying yes to anyone who asked her out. It might sound crazy, but she thought she might be feeling something for Stevie. Like, romantically. Stevie laughed suddenly at something on the screen and dropped a handful of popcorn on her lap. Shit, she said, hunting the pieces down and popping them into her mouth one by one. Alexis looked away after a moment, flushing. She was totally in the falling for your friend storyline from every rom-com she'd ever seen. This was not good. She had gone through something similar with Selena Gomez once, and it had completely ruined their friendship. Alexis, can I ask you something? Stevie said, and Alexis jumped like she'd been caught. Yeah, babe, she said automatically, trying to sound normal. Do you think it's possible to be bi and not know it? Like, that's not a thing, right? Alexis thought for a moment. Being bi is definitely a thing. I'm pretty sure. Stevie huffed a laugh and shifted on the couch. No, but like, I would know, if I was bi. She didn't say it like it was a question, but Alexis heard the doubt there anyway. I think we're always learning things about ourselves, she said honestly. Alexis herself had always been sexually fluid, though she'd never felt the need to put a label to it. But there were other things she learned about herself, about her capabilities, her interests, her desires, all the time. Stevie nodded and looked serious. She didn't say anything for a long time. I think maybe I'm bi, she said finally. I love that for you, Alexis said automatically, and she meant it. Stevie was hot and should be playing all sides. It's what everyone deserved. And I'm glad you told me. She reached across the couch and booped Stevie gently on the nose. Stevie shook her off, but she smiled self-consciously. Why didn't you go to David about this? Alexis asked. She was super honored that Stevie trusted her with her journey of identity, but David was her best friend. He was the ideal person to go to for these kinds of questions. Oh, I don't know, Stevie said, sounding embarrassed. I guess I figured You probably know me better than he does by now. I mean, we're together all the time. Oh, Alexis breathed. I mean, yes, I guess that's true. She was feeling a bit overwhelmed all of a sudden. Plus, I told you about my friend at work? The one who has a crush on me or whatever? Stevie said the last part in a rush, like she could barely get it out. She tucked her hair behind one ear. So, this is because of her? Alexis asked hesitantly. Like, she's the reason you figured all this out? She'd been right all along. Stevie had a thing for this girl at work, whoever she was, and Alexis was just going to have to deal and find a way to be happy for her friend. Which she could absolutely do. Yeah, I guess. Stevie hedged finally. Okay, Alexis said, taking a moment to get her bearings. Okay, so this is great, actually, because we already know she likes you, so when you ask her out... What? Stevie blurted, shaking her head. No, I'm not going to ask her out. Alexis had expected something like this might happen when Stevie finally worked up to admitting her feelings. Fortunately, she had talked her brother off many a similar ledge, and she was prepared. Stevie, you are a hot little piece, she said, tapping an emphatic finger on the blanket between them. And this girl would be lucky to go out with you. Any girl would be. And, like I said, she's already hot for you, so you don't have to be nervous. She will definitely say yes. Alexis. Stevie was waving her hands in front of her, shaking her head again. I don't want to go on a date with her. I don't like her like that. Alexis pulled her chin in, not following. Okay, I'm confused because you just said she was the reason you knew you were bi, so... Yeah, because she helped me figure out I like someone else. Stevie clamped her mouth shut so fast, Alexis was surprised she didn't hurt herself. She looked so uncomfortable, and now Alexis was even more confused. For a moment, they just stared at each other. On screen, the lip-sync challenge was in full swing. Forgotten. Okay? She said again, slowly drawing it out. Well, there's nothing wrong with liking someone, Stevie. I'm sure whoever it is would be flattered and super excited to date you. She reached out and laid a hand on Stevie's wrist, rubbing soothingly back and forth. This girl is kinda out of my league, Stevie said after a moment. Not possible, Alexis insisted. You're a catch, Stevie bud. Stevie huffed an embarrassed laugh and looked up at her. She stared Alexis right in the eye. What if she's my roommate? She said. She tilted her chin up like she was daring Alexis to what? To do something? I'm your roommate? Alexis said. Was Stevie saying she wanted another roommate? Was she moving out? I know, Stevie said. Alexis could only stare blankly until Stevie laughed again, this time at her and said, It's you, Alexis. I'm saying I like you. Oh, Alexis said finally. Something like relief was blooming inside her chest while a small, tentative smile bloomed on Stevie's face. Is that okay? She said. She sounded so hopeful, but so unsure. And Alexis couldn't not kiss her, right? Popcorn flew everywhere as she launched herself across the couch. But she didn't even care. Stevie liked her. Stevie liked her back. It is so okay, Alexis assured her after a moment, then leaned in for another kiss. The end.